government's efforts to modify mortgages and keep people in their homes? A congressional watchdog says they're not working.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. From American Public Media in New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. About $50 billion of the $700 billion TARP bank bailout was set aside for mortgage modification. The money is being used to bring down people's monthly mortgage costs so they can stay in their homes. Well, the Congressional Oversight Panel has released a report that says those efforts have not been effective. Former Democratic Senator Ted Kaufman chairs the panel, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So in your latest report, the panel estimates that the HAMP program, the mortgage modification program included in the TARP, is only going to prevent a fraction of the foreclosures that were initially estimated by the Treasury Department. Why stick with this program?
The idea was hopefully we'd be able to avoid 3 to 4 million foreclosures. It looks like it's going to be 700,000 to 800,000 foreclosures. But for those 700,000 to 800,000 Americans, that's a very important thing. The other thing is it originally was estimated to be, I think, $50 billion, then down to $30 billion. And it looks like it's only going to be a $4 billion program. So it's not like we spent all the money we thought we would and then come out with a small end. We were going to spend a lot less money and we're going to get a lot less results.
Why do you think it hasn't worked?
A lot of conflict. The servicers, the people who actually handle the loans between the borrower and the lender, these folks did not, they got more money, frankly, foreclosing than they did modifying. So it was to their advantage to foreclose and not to modify.
Senator Kaufman, your panel oversees not just the mortgage modification program, but the entire $700 billion TARP funds.
Right.
Let me just quote from you something that you say in the latest report.
Sure.
A significant portion of the $166.7 billion in TARP funds currently outstanding relates to Treasury's investments in AIG and assistance provided to the automotive industry. Do you think that we are going to get the money back from both of those programs?
Right now, it looks like the AIG program, present estimates are, will cost us $14 billion. And the auto industry, it looks like, will cost about $19 billion. So it's nothing like what we originally said. In addition, in the bank capitalization program, they expect to gain $22 billion. So it looks like the total TARP program at the present CBO estimates is about $25 billion in cost.
Quite an amazing turnaround for the TARP. Former Senator Ted Kaufman chairs the congressional panel that oversees the TARP. Thanks so much for speaking with us this morning.
Great talking to you, Jeremy.
The tax cut compromise that advanced with an 83-15 vote in the Senate yesterday could get a final vote in the Senate today. The package would cost more than $800 billion over 10 years and includes about $56 billion to extend unemployment benefits. Robertson Williams of the Tax Policy Center says that's the part of the deal that will do the most for economic growth.
The further extension of unemployment compensation for the long-term unemployed has the largest stimulative effect of anything in the agreed-upon compromise. It puts money in the pockets of those people who have been out of work for the longest period of time, who need that money, who will spend it right away.
In the House of Representatives, Democrats will meet tonight to discuss the package. There's word they could support it if it imposes a higher estate tax. And let's do the numbers. Markets are mixed in Europe right now. It was a mixed day in Asia as well. There are reports that Yahoo will announce a 5% cut in staff today. We'll also get earnings today from Best Buy that could give us an indication of how well things went on the Black Friday holiday shopping kickoff. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow jumped 18 points to close at 11,428.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at Microsoft.com/cloud. By the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt, it's more car than electric. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at NovoNordisk-US.com.
You know those guys on the airport tarmac who direct planes with those bright orange wands? Well, now American Airlines may not need them. The company's using sensors on the terminal wall to glide the planes into place. Chicago Public Radio's Tony Arnold hit the runway for us.
American Airlines is the only major airline to use the devices extensively so far. It's rolling them out at some of the biggest airports across the country, Miami, Dallas, New York, and as recently as this summer, the device went live at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport.
It'll identify the aircraft type, and it will wait until that aircraft type presents itself to this gate.
Pilot John Burton has been with American for 25 years.
When it does, it'll give it guidance for centerline, and then it will allow it to come in to a stop point. And you can see the stop point right there is that yellow T right on the ground.
We're standing on the ramp watching the plane nose in. Burton points out the black box hanging in front of us that looks pretty much like a digital clock. As we walk down the terminal, he brags about how the sensors inside help pilots see exactly where to line up their planes and how they shave 2 minutes off each flight's time on the runway, critical for an airport like O'Hare, notorious for delays.
That's the leading edge. It doesn't get any more up to date than this.
I know that with technology, there's always the chance of failure.
Sean Doyle heads the union in charge of American Airline Marshallers at O'Hare. These workers are responsible for more than just helping to park planes. They also unload luggage and de-ice aircraft. Doyle says under the old system, three people guided one plane to the gate.
With six set of hands on that and all the eyeballs on it, I think it's safer than when we do it with us doing the work personally.
American has not cut any jobs since installing the devices, and Burton, the pilot, says the airline won't. But Doyle isn't so sure. He says he doesn't think his job's in danger until airlines come up with a device that physically unloads bags from the plane. In Chicago, I'm Tony Arnold for Marketplace.
And finally, while we're talking airlines, the latest numbers are in on how much the airlines made on all those annoying fees you have to pay to change your ticket or to check bags. The total amount so far for the year, almost $4.5 billion. Delta alone collected more than $1 billion. One carrier only made $22 million in fees because it doesn't charge a fee to change tickets and only charges passengers if they check more than two bags. That would be Southwest Airlines, which, strangely, was still able to post a $200 million profit last quarter. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
We've all gotten a bad gift or two, but did you ever stop to think about what they might be costing you?
To calculate the total loss in value of this candle to me, I would say that it took up 0.01% of my floor space. And when you multiply that by my rent and by 12 months, it comes out to $1.50 per year.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the Freakonomics of holiday gift giving, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.